Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Tuesday, the players' day off, but the coaches are in, drawing up game plans, getting ready for the showdown in Kansas City with the Chiefs, who will be coming off a less than inspiring victory over the New York Giants last night on Monday Night Football. Anybody really worried about this team? I mean, of course, yes, the Packers could go to Kansas City on Sunday and lose. Very much a possibility. It's the NFL. Kansas City is riddled with talent. Undoubtedly, the Packers could lose this game. But are you really worried they're going to? Because I'm not, especially after watching last night. The Chiefs are not what they have been throughout the past few years under Andy Reid. And facing the Giants, who are a tougher opponent than I think most people give them credit for, you know, they look exactly the same as they have all year. Turnover prone, issues on defense. A team the Packers should beat. I'm not saying they will, but they should. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Good morning. How is everyone? I'll start with John. John, thank you for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Bring on the Chiefs. They keep making excuses why the stash should stay. Maybe the stash is just fucking better. Go, Pack, go. So now we've gone full, like, deep inception here. We went from J.J. Watt on the sideline to Preston Smith's tweet to my mustache. God help us all. Thank you for the super chat. Nags announced Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram. There, I announced Evan Ingram. That's right, the trade deadline. Ooh, yeah, baby. I'm sorry, is there supposed to be more to that? I mean, it's the trade deadline. We know the Packers will get linked to all sorts of people, and we'll hear all sorts of ridiculous rumors like last night when Packers Twitter lost its collective damn mind about Jair Alexander doing something on Instagram and following the Cardinals, and then he followed the Chiefs, and oh my God, is Jair getting traded? Of course, A, the Packers would never trade him, but B, what? I'd be absolutely flabbergasted if a team traded for a guy who's on IR. But hey, you know, the great Ted Thompson once said, this isn't fantasy football. That's all you got to remember. Moves will be made, says Michael. Michael, at some point, some moves will be made. Hey, Nags, have the Packers said what they intend the latest stock sale to pay for? Should we expect another Lambo Reno? Yeah, Len, the money has to be earmarked for improvements and or renovations to both the stadium and or the surrounding area, which obviously would probably include Titletown. The one thing they have mentioned is improving the video boards in Lambo, which, my fucking God, is it time? I mean, if you've been to any stadiums around the NFL and then gone to Lambeau, the disparity when it comes to replays and the use of video is noticeable. Let's just say that. The Packers need to basically get with the times, so to speak. And hey, that's why they will undoubtedly go ahead with this stock sale and do just that. We'll see. I would suspect if the Packers win a Super Bowl, it's on. Like, they'll do it that next offseason. But, you know, I think they're hoping they make a run this year and then they can announce it. But if they don't win a Super Bowl, because the last two times they've done it, it has been after a championship, I think they will find a way to get it out there because they need that money and they need those upgrades. The video boards are over 10 years old. Exactly my point. Better seats. Rick, just stay at home. Nobody wants quote-unquote better seats in Lambeau. They got the sections there up for the old people with the backs and actual, you know, rail. You can just, if you need to, it's available to you. But don't touch the bowl. The bleachers are sacrosanct. Don't touch the bleachers. Better seats. Good Lord. Happy wishful thinking day. I hear you, Bob. I tell you what, if there is somebody in the comments of Cheesehead TV yesterday had Will Settle from Washington as a possibility. I love that idea. But I also think Will Fuller would be a fun idea because, you know, he can probably be had for a song. He's basically not doing anything in Denver. Brian has shown interest in the player before, although I do wonder how much of that was just trying to drive up the price on the Bears. So, yeah, we'll see. I doubt it. I doubt he makes any kind of move. What's going on with Z? Any updates? Was he actually just holding out? No, he wasn't holding out. He was recovering from back surgery. People want to make stuff out of nothing here. Mahomes is a fumble waiting to happen. No doubt about it. He's a turnover waiting to happen. Man, I mean, it's crazy because you still see him make some of those ridiculous throws. He had one throw last night where he's rolling to his left and he's got like, you know, three kind of defenders and he like sidearms it like he's throwing a double play in baseball, like a laser to, I think it was Tyreek Hill cutting, like doing a dig or not. It was a crossing route. It was such an incredible throw. It's such an incredible play. Like, the talent is undeniable. It's insane. But, man, he is putting the ball in jeopardy way too much. And it's like I said earlier in the game, run the ball, Andy. Like, teams are just going to play these two high safeties against you all the time because you have Tyreek Hill and you have Mahomes, and nobody wants to get beat deep. So run the ball. And finally he did, and that's when they drove down for their first touchdown. But it's like they seem to suffer the same thing the Packers do. It's like, we're going to throw it around because we've got this quarterback and we have to throw it. Just run the ball. If teams are daring you to do it, do it. What else we got here? Deshaun, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Did Winfrey and EQ earn more playing time? Doubtful. I think they really like EQ, and I think they'll keep him up for special teams reasons and some of the stuff he does on the edge in the run game. But now that MVS is back and Alan Lazard is off the COVID list, I would be surprised if Winfrey's up again. Ba-ba-da-ba. Owen, thanks for the super chat. I'm so old, I remember the Lawrence Welk trade. A one and a two and a two and a three and a washed up John Hadle. Oh, Hadle. Why you gotta bring up Hadle? You don't need a chair back when you're standing. Let's not give Gold Package any excuse. I like it. Carrie, what's up? Morning, Nags. Who will be back and play against Kansas City? MVS will be back. Alan Lazard will be back. David Bakhtiari will most likely be back, although Matt did raise the possibility that they activate him but don't play him because they have to. Because if they don't activate him after 21 days following his first practice, they have to revert him back to IR for the season. And I know they don't want to do that. So it's possible they could activate him and still hold him out another week. But I suspect he's going to play on Sunday. Devontae is a possibility. Matt seemed to indicate that he could be cleared by Thursday. That's the hope, I guess. But never know, man. Malik Taylor was on the COVID list for like 2+ weeks. It's just because it was Malik Taylor. Everyone kind of just didn't even notice or just kind of forgot about it. But there's no guarantee that Devontae's back this week. We'll see. I hope so. Damon, thanks for the super chat. Miles Garrett for the trade. No way. Too much money. Miles Garrett? Who's talking about trading for Miles Garrett? No. No. Go Pack Go 297. Thanks for the super chat. Are we 100% positive Devontae will be back in time for the Chiefs game on Sunday? Literally just covered that, which I'm sure you realized right after you said that. So, no, not 100%. Not even close. EQ has been doing pretty good on special teams. Agreed, Jill. I think he's really done a solid job overall this season, especially, you know, you consider, you know, the guy was cut heading into the season, put back on the practice squad, and just kind of been, you know, kind of biding his time. And they've started calling him up about a month ago, and he's really played solid football every time he's been kind of put in position to contribute, whether that is on special teams or from scrimmage. Really like that player. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. People get so... Hey, TKM's here. Good to see you at your post, buddy. Walter, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron. Miss chatting with you. Did you see my video on Twitter of Lazard playing tight end? And do you think DeGuara ready to step in? I did not see your video. Sorry, I missed that. But I do think DeGuara will be the one who, you know, gets the bulk of the targets that used to go to Tonyan. Not that there were a ton of them this season. I think they'll continue to mix and match guys a lot, though. And don't forget, I do think we'll see not Lazard utilized as a tight end, per se, like traditional or even, you know, official sense. But I do think they'll start utilizing him even more than they already have, motioning him in line, helping him chip people, especially premier pass rushers, and things of this nature that we saw Tonyan doing a lot of throughout this season. I think some of that will obviously go to DeGuara in the pass catching realm, but when it comes to running the football and protecting the quarterback, I think you're going to see Lazard be asked to do a lot more of that. Lazard talked about it on his show last night. What was it, last night? What is today? Tuesday? Yeah, last night. When they came into the league, when they came into the team, he viewed Tonyan as his main competition because they were very similar body types. And even though they did play different positions, wide receiver and tight end, you know, they were being asked to do a lot of the same stuff. So you have to think, you know, there's a good possibility that Lazard has to do a lot more dirty work now that Bobby's down. Got that one. Get that one. Go Pack. What's up, man? Nice to super chat. You answered it. Sorry. No, it's all good, man. You don't have to put the super chat. Tell me I missed the super chat. I got you. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Did you trim the stash? Looks underwhelming today. I groomed it. How's that? And I shaved, so there's no thing around. Because, like, for Carry the G, I want to look presentable. So I shaved everything around it, all the beardy stuff around it. So maybe it's more in focus. That's what it is. Melvin Ingram just traded to the Chiefs. Oh, no. Anyway. Aaron, thanks for the super chat. Rams get Vaughn just to lose to the Packers. You know, I was going to put out there on Twitter yesterday when the trade happened, especially in light of all the draft capital that the Rams have, like, invested, especially on the defensive side of the ball, trading for players, etc. I was going to put, this is all going to be really embarrassing when Vaughn can't get a sniff of the quarterback in the NFC Championship game as David Bakhtiari just completely locks him down. But, you know, I was in a giving mood yesterday, and I just decided not to. But, yeah, I mean, the Rams clearly operate very differently than the Green Bay Packers. There's no doubt about that. It's going to be a formidable front. No question about it. Thank God Brian Gutekunst has spent a lot of draft capital fortifying his offensive line. That is going to be a battle in a couple weeks. There's no doubt about it. You know, I'll tell you what. One of the things I have most been looking forward to the entirety of the offseason and all throughout this season, and I'm glad he's finally healthy and rounding into shape for the Packers, is the rematch of Elgton Jenkins versus Aaron Donald. Don't forget Aaron Donald grabbing Jenkins by the face mask and getting that personal foul penalty last year in the playoffs. I think, you know, Donald is probably licking his chops and saying, okay, I'm going to be healthy this time around, young buck. And I cannot wait to see those two go at it. I think that is going to be a prize fight for the ages. So, and I do think when you got a guy like Vaughn and some other guys on that team that can rush the passer, you're going to end up with some one-on-one opportunities there at the defensive tackle spot. And I can't wait to see Elgton and Donald face off. I think that's going to be worth the price of admission. Got that one. Timbo, thanks for the super chat. Chiefs prime example when teams figure you out. Somewhat. I think, you know, obviously they have been kind of adjusted to. Figured out is a relative term, right? I think they're not doing a great job of taking what's being given to them for the most part. And I think Mahomes is pressing a little bit. You've seen it a number of times. There was a play last night where he's trying to fit a ball in to what, you know, they refer to on the broadcast as the triangle, you know, the linebacker underneath, safety over the top, corner over trailing. There's three dudes right there, and Mahomes is trying to fit it to Tyreek. He's like, seems to really be forcing it. And I get it. Tyreek Hill's insanely talented. You want to get him the football. But, man, that should have been a pick, too. Defender, the linebacker, gets a hand on it. And it's just putting the ball in jeopardy, trying to force things to happen rather than just taking what's given to you. Or, God forbid, running the football. So, yeah, I mean, they've been adjusted to. I think the Chiefs have to do a better job of adjusting to how opponents are playing them. And hopefully that happens starting after Sunday. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. If the Packers make a move, what's your top but realistic trade target for Goody to make? Man, I don't know. Realistic? He makes a lot of calls but never pulls the trigger. That's the realism for you. You know, I know lots of people are talking about Ingram because of the injury to Tonyan. I think if he can get him for a song, it's a possibility. Like, if he gets him for, like, a sixth-round pick, possibly he pulls the trigger. And only possibly. I doubt it, though. Don't stand next to the head coach of the Chiefs on Sunday. Aikman will get confused. I should have gone as Andy Reid for Halloween. Oh, boy. What's going on here? Third string running back is, I think they'll probably bring up Taylor from the practice squad, right? Brian is in all caps mode. I love the character of this team. Go Pack, go. I fell in love with this team Thursday night. No question about it. To go down on the short week, have so many backups playing, so many guys in and out, bludgeoning the Cardinals to death with the running backs. Love this team. Fell in love on Thursday. Ben, what's up? My boss almost made me miss you. Sup, dude? Go Pack. Ben, tell the boss you got things to do. It's a very important part of your day. Wait, Tom Brady threw a pick six to end the game? Matt, yeah, apparently. Could never be my goat, but you know, your mileage may vary. It's a good time to be a Packers fan. It most certainly is. Jonesy and Dylan should be able to pound the Chiefs front Sunday. Oh, yes, yes, they should. Of course, the big problem for the Packers is Chris Jones in the middle. Like, he's amazing. I know the Giants were able to run the ball at times last night, but you saw the end of the game. Once they get a lead and they can pin their ears back and they know you have to pass, they are a major problem. So I'm hoping the Packers run it and stick with it. Trading players wearing layers, AJ for mayor, don't care. Packers beating Chiefs on Sunday. Valiant effort. I like it. When is it not a good time to be a Packers fan? 12-year-old Aaron Nagler would have said right now. But thankfully, the 48-year-old version is sitting in front of you. Rodgers has thrown three pick sixes in his entire career. Brady has four this year. Goat. Pfft. Does DeGuara have 12's trust, though? We'll find out. We shall see. Let me just tell you this. If it stops Rodgers from throwing those seam balls where the tight end's totally covered, I'm fine with it. Fine with him not having his trust. What sucks is that Tonyan was finally, like, kind of getting into mode of, like, you know, the touchdown against Washington where he breaks off the route to the corner. Open. You got that great deep crosser over route against the Cardinals. He's, like, finally working where it's like, oh, look, Tonyan's open, man. Let's get cooking. And then he tears his ACL. I hate it. The Brett Hundley experience was the last time it wasn't good to be a Packers fan. Yeah, but even then, you knew Rodgers was coming back the next year. It's still chill. I mean, it was hard to watch at times. I never forget. I specifically said at one point, I can't remember which game it was that Hundley was starting. I think it was in the press box. And I went to Tom Oates. I said, this is absolutely what it felt like to watch the Packers offense in the 80s. Like, it was so bad. It was so hard to watch. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I drive for Amazon. 10 to 10:30 is a phenomenal time for me. I turn off ESPN with KJM, Keyshawn, and I get to listen to this. Love it then, Greeny. Ha. Well, I'm glad I can be part of your Packers routine. That's all we really want here at Cheesehead TV. And the fact that you're turning off national stuff only makes it sweeter. Will we do anything today before the trade deadline? No. Mm-hmm. I heard Kuhn talking about the Arizona turf situation. What's it going to take to get the league to fix that? Hey, man, the Bears have had their god-awful turf forever. The league doesn't care. It's up to each individual team. You know, if the players' union really wanted to make a stink about it, maybe they could push for some kind of study to be done or something where the players like demand a better playing surface, what are they going to do? Not show up? Stay in the locker room? There's a game to be played. You know, they have their vote, as John alluded to, at the end of the season. The time to make that stink was during the collective bargaining agreement time, you know, when they were having the negotiations. Now it's time to play ball. Excuse me, guys. The Bears would always have god-awful turf because the Bears play on it. Hey-o! What else we got? I listened to this while working as well. Jonathan, I'm just glad I can, you know, be part of your soundtrack while you guys work. That's it. What's up, Nags? What's up, Best Place? So impressed with Campbell. What's one thing he's doing that guys like Kirksey, Martinez, Barnes, and Martin couldn't? Not wasting steps. His tape is so solid when it comes to diagnosing and reacting, but not wasting motion. Like you see time and time again, especially when teams try to run the ball outside, where in the past, whoever it was, whether it was Kamal Martin last year, whether it was Blake Martinez back in the day, going back, I mean, probably the last decade, it has been rare when we've had an inside backer in Green Bay who doesn't waste steps. And Campbell rarely does. There are times he gets misdirected and like because of the design of a play or what have you, but for the most part, that guy, there's no wasted motion, which is, they call it a game of inches for a reason. If you're taking false steps and then seeing the play and then reacting, yeah, there's a good chance you're going to be a beat or two late, and what could have been a two-yard gain is going to rumble into a 10, 12, 15-yard gain. With Campbell, you just don't see that. Again, especially on those outside runs, you see him, he diagnoses quickly and makes a beeline. He doesn't hesitate. And that's part of being a vet, right? He's played a lot of football, played at a high level, two different places, seen it all. And it shows in his tape because he doesn't waste his motion. To me, that is one of the biggest differences. You know, it's not so much about his athleticism, which he is athletic, but plenty of guys are athletic. He is just so smart about what he's seeing and not wasting himself. It's so refreshing. Irem, thanks for the super chat. Impressed with the D this year. Feel more comfortable going into games with all the injuries. I mean, you know they'll have a plan and you know they'll execute at a certain level, but God, it'd be nice to get some guys back and healthy. But I hear you. What else we got? What else we got? Well, I got one or two more here. I think we can move Jalen Smith. They just picked him up. What? Why would they trade him after they just signed him? I know he sat. It was a healthy scratch. And that's the other thing. I can't. Ed West is available. Toolbox, baby. Love the toolbox. If you want an example, what is it? Of false steps killing a play, watch Barnes at the last Arizona TD run. Campbell's on another level. Yep, Barnes is a great example. He does take false steps quite a bit. Still like Barnes as a player, but that is something where he has not played as much football as Campbell has. I mean, especially at this level. You know, went from being undrafted to starting week one last year. You know, fought through some injuries, what have you. So it's not like he's even played a full season yet. Campbell's just so impressive in that regard. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Is there something about what the Packers are doing on D that has helped his performance compared to his previous stops, or has he just grown? I think it's a bit of both. As he said, he's been given more opportunity to kind of stay in the mix, so to speak, be the Batman as opposed to Robin, which obviously lends itself to being on the field more. You know, if you're in and out sub packages or the B guy to the A backer, whatever, you know, you're going to, you know, not get into a rhythm, get into a groove. I think it helps that he's the guy. And I do think, you know, some of those 5-man fronts that this scheme employs probably helps keep him a little cleaner. And then also at the same time, yeah, he's older. He's a little better. He's seen a lot more experienced. I think it's a kind of a combination of all those things, no doubt about it. Kelsey, I hear you. How come even at 7-1 and overcoming all the injuries, the media still gives the Packers no respect? I love, like, Thursday, the Packers have this great victory. Insanely thrilling, huge win on the road in a short week, taking down the last undefeated team. And then Sunday, the Cowboys have a win. And then there's Dan Orlovsky on Monday morning saying, oh, yep, Cowboys are the best team in the NFL. I'm sorry, is our amnesia, like, kicking in quicker and quicker these days? Did anyone, like, remember there was a game on Thursday? I hear you, Kelsey. I hear you. Julio, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, national holiday in Brazil. Finally able to catch the show live again. Love you, man. Thanks, Julio. Very nice to hear from you. Thank you so much. It's not really a national holiday here, but it is election day. My girls are off school in New York. Any news on Travis Kelce? Was he on the field? I didn't hear his name mentioned last night. He fumbled, I think, on his second reception. TKM, what's up, man? Nags, love Carry the G. I was watching when this started. Great stuff. Thanks. Thanks for watching it. Yeah, if you guys missed it, Carry the G with AJ Dillon. Had a lot of fun last night. It's always good to chop it up with AJ each and every week right here on Cheesehead TV. All right, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough. Hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Hey, tonight, Packs What She Said Live is going to be live right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please, please check out Maggie and Perry basically taking stock of the Packers at essentially the halfway mark of the season. They'll obviously talk about the Cardinals game, look ahead to the matchup with the Chiefs, and take your questions. So be sure to check it right here on the YouTube channel. Packs What She Said Live, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Lambeau time. Cannot thank you guys enough for making Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine. I know there are a ton of avenues for you to go down when it comes to connecting with your favorite team online. And the fact that you utilize Cheesehead TV in any way means the world to myself, Corey, and everyone at Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.